The Independent People's Party, IPP, says its education policy will focus on technology and accessibility. The party says the challenge facing the education sector is not affordability, but rather inadequate facilities to accommodate students. The flag bearer of the IPP, Kofi Akpaloo, told Radio Ghana that he does not believe in free education.
I'm a school owner. I have a secondary school in Kumasi, so when I talk about education, I know what goes in there. I've been listening to all those who are preaching free senior high school. To me, I think they got it wrong. It's not about free senior high school that is the problem, or paying affordability that is the problem. It's accessibility. We don't have enough school infrastructure in the country to accommodate our kids. So if you go to some places, you see that even some schools, kids are sleeping on trunks, showers, and stuff like that. So we need to look into providing enough infrastructure to accommodate the kids. You can see we have empty classrooms, and kids are refusing to go because they cannot pay for the school fees. Every year, if you look into results from the JSS to the SS, you can see that every year, about 300,000 over kids write their exams, and out of the half, always pass. So I've been asking myself, what has been the problem? I believe that because we don't have enough secondary schools to accommodate the numerous graduates from the JHS, so they find a way to cut them off, you see. So we need to go into that. Because if you look at the four-year program that the previous government brought, you see that when it got to the fourth year, there were a whole lot of hula-valu here, because kids were, it's like you refused to admit some students because they couldn't have the classrooms and then the dormitories to accommodate them. So what we're going to do is we're going to have education powered and backed by technology. So our education system is going to be powered and backed by technology. We don't believe in free thing, because you need money to pay the teachers. You need money to provide quality education, and then we need money to do so many things. So even right now, as the parents are paying, are contributing something small to run the secondary schools, many other times you hear the teachers going on strike because their monies are not enough, and then schools are refusing to reopen because they haven't gotten the government subvention to run the schools. Even they are taking school fees. If you decide to give them free, as a time will come, all the public schools will be empty.
One expert was telling us that free things are cheap, and more so when you give free education to people, you have a whole lot of foreigners from the neighboring countries coming in to claim that they are Ghanaians because mm-hmm. they want to get free access to free education.
Mm-hmm. I share that thought. Nobody will put his best if it's not contributing anything. When we help our people to pay something, they value what they are getting.
On agriculture, Mr. Akpaloo said he will empower local farmers to be able to ensure food security.
Poultry, for instance, is another huge industry that can create jobs. Because if you look at now, we are importing a lot of birds from
frozen chicken
and stuff like that. So now we are developing the culture or the habit of eating chicken every day. Unlike before, when we wait till Christmas before, but now it's a daily consumption. So why don't we help our farmers with financing to produce large quantity chicken so that we can all is to create wealth and jobs for our people. So we have to debut by the horn to make sure we invest heavily in our system, but all boils down to capital formation. So why don't we issue bonds here and there and then help up our systems to grow?
Kofi, you would agree with me, past governments started giving out financing or subsidies to poultry farmers so that they could match up with the developed world. But the IMF and the World Bank conditionalities made it impossible for previous governments to continue to give these subsidies. How are you going to fight the IMF?
It's not about fighting the IMF. It's about doing the right thing. And the right thing is giving your people the support. Because if you go to America, if you go to Europe, they are doing that. But it all boils down to our dependency on the IMF and then the foreign donors. So we need to develop that culture of moving out from that dependency to independence. That's why our party is Independent People's Party. The situation where we will always be depending on the foreign donors, so without them we cannot do anything. No, we got to move on. So if I've looked into Malawi, if I've looked into Zimbabwe and all these things, because the foreign donors pull out, those countries crumbled. So are we going to wait to our turn? No. So we need to start doing things differently from the way we've been doing things.
You heard the flag bearer of the Independent People's Party, IPP, Kofi Akpaloo, talking to George Ankara.